keep on looking for a 25-year-old, because I'm chuyev to be Makayev Pruer Bu. Now, it happens.
Fine, you're married too.
The time of the Gemara, yeah, for sure. But I'm talking about Hizman Hazeh, Kerem Rebbe Gerha. So the question is, at what point does a Paisek tell him, you know, you got to be realistic? In other words, what does the Paisek say? He asked the Paisek to Shaila, I'm b'chuyev to Makayev Pruer Bu, so I'm b'chuyev to look for an Isha Basbunim, who's capable of having a good. But what point do you say, well, listen, if the logical probability of your search is you'll be all alone, and now you have somebody who will marry you, right? So at some point, most Paiskim say that you're called an honest and you are permitted to marry somebody. And then even if, okay, then there's an interesting question. What if, you know, the day after you get married to the 55-year-old, you have this perfect 25-year-old who wants to marry? Okay, that's
same with the same with the rice that's over. I'm saying if the guy is 60 and his wife's 60 and he finds another girl and somehow she wants to be a conky, whatever, she wants to be a second wife, and he knows she can have kids,
it's a hard child. I mean, the Ramah says anyway, the whole din that if you're married for 10 years and you have children and you get divorced, the Ramah says we're not knowing that today. So Lamai said we don't say divorce to be Makayim Pruer Bu.
No, I'm not saying divorce.
You're saying Matra the same Rabbeinu Gershon to be Makayim Pruer Bu. That's an interesting shaila, huh?
I don't know, I have to be lying.
Can you matcher the favorite of Rabbeinu Gershon to have two wives?
Well, we decide not. I mean, why wouldn't you? Because if you have a chiyuv and you know you can accomplish a chiyuv, the only thing stopping you is...
Well, the swar might be the same swar as the Ramah. In other words, I understand that divorce and polygamy are not the same situation, but in both cases, it may have a negative effect on Shalom Bayis. So it might be the same in that way. Okay.
The Ramah would say that you shouldn't get married. You know, if there was not...
The Ramah says we're not... Well, no, the Ramah doesn't say you shouldn't divorce. The Ramah says we're not kaifed to divorce. I mean...
No, it's not. Even if you could get divorced, you don't have another wife, you just won't be married, you have kids, right then, at that point. So it's not, but if you did...
No, there are much not much for the Zechel. There are much that stuff is there, we're not quite from the Gershon, this one. Okay, so here's the thing. So I want to say to Meshach Chachma, Meshach Chachma wants to be Matzbeir, what's the Svara that a woman is Petura from Pruer Bu? I mean, why should she Petura? So listen to what he said. He says, he wants to be miyasadid on the inyan drachah darchinayim. In what way? We know, again, this doesn't work in the chendra of Meir Gershon, we know that if the mitzvah is on the man, and the man marries a woman who can't have children, he has an eitzah of taking another wife. But since a woman cannot have two husbands, if she would have a mitzvah of pruer bu, and she would be married to a man who she discovers cannot have children, the only way she could do her mitzvah is by a beis din forcing the gershon. And for the Torah to create a mitzvah that forces a gershon when the marriage was beheder would be a violation of drachah darchinayim, just like the Gemara says by Yavama, to make her zekukah once she was muteret. So the Meshech Chachma says the man has the eitzah of another wife. The woman wouldn't have the eitzah, and that's why the Torah says she doesn't have the mitzvah approval. So if her husband can't have children, she has no achilayus to take any steps. Now, that might be masbir, exactly why the Ramah says that today, even the man isn't divorced. Because that would talk to be a violation of drachaha darchei nayim. Now, based on that, though, I think we have a good hesper for Tosfos Teretz. In other words, what was the kasha I raised? I raised the kasha that Tosfos says Nida is not like Achais Isha, because Nida is Asura Lakol, and Achais Isha is only Asur to the Yavam, so it's not Dubya to Achais Isha. That's what Tosfos says. So the kasha is, wait a second, the Isser of marrying an erva after the iser goes off is not from Achais Isha. It's not from Achais Isha. It's a general din. So just because something is not like Achais Isha, how does that affect the application of this din? Teretz is like this. Taisus doesn't mean, since it's not like Achreis Isha, it's a Pircha Mamatzim. Because this is not based on a Mamatzim. Taisus means you don't have the Svara of Jirachar Tarchinayim. Because like this. The reason why Jirachar Tarchinayim tells me, once she's Usher, she remains Usher, is because when she was Usher, she was Muteris to marry other people. So since she had the potential to marry other people, and have even children, Memela, the Torah doesn't want to make her a Yavamna again. Since the Nida is Asura Lakol, although the Maaseh she can get married, but she can't have relations with anybody else. So Memela, it's not a Darchei Naya, it's not a violation of Darchei Naya to make her Zekuka again. In other words, Taisus doesn't mean the heke, the mamatzino from Achreis Isha. He just means Jirachar Darchei Naya. Now the Maisa, the question is, Taisus actually says that by Jirachar, and it seems like a second Teretz. But you can learn, it's a Hezbro of the first Teretz. Taisus' question is, a little further on, I see this doesn't work. Because Taisus says, V'oid Nira, okay. My pshat is not correct. Because the Eidner, the Achaz Isha, will be Shemesa Ishtar, Rechet, and Shuvah, Tzuk, and Yivam, Kivin, Shenifdra, Yishim, Shnevah, Yerchad, and Archinoyim. So that's a good Hesper for the second Teretz. The first Teretz. Okay, so the conscious is still conscious. I was trying to read in the Eidner as an explanation of the first Teretz, when Taisus is Lasha and makes it two Teretz. Okay? But this is the conscious. In other words, so maybe we'll wipe Shreya for now, we'll try to look into it. In other words, the question basically is, if Taisus would have asked, why isn't a Tsoras Nida Usher? It could give a perfect answer. Nida is not like Achais Isha. And the Teretz would have been perfect. But Taisus doesn't ask, why isn't a Tsoras Nida Usher? Taisus asks, why isn't the Nida herself forbidden when she becomes Tahira? So the question is, that's not learned out of Achreis Isha. So for Taisus to say it's not like Achreis Isha is not a Teretz. And I thought Taisus might have been saying it's not like Achreis Isha because you don't have Drecha Darchei Nayam. That's Taisus' second Teretz. Taisus' second Teretz is a good Teretz. But the first Teretz, difficult. In other words, there is a mismatch, basically, between the question Taisus asks and the Teretz Taisus gives. It's a good Kasha and a good Teretz, but it's not a good Shidduch. Taisus' Kasha is a good Kasha, but that Teretz doesn't answer it. Taisus' Teretz is a good Teretz, but it answers another Kasha, not the Kasha that Taisus actually asks.
It seems the second Teretz is much more, it's much more global and solve a lot more.
Second Teretz is much more global, that's right. And I thought you could read it. In other words, had I not had the second Teretz as a second Teretz, we could read that into the first Teretz Kufa, and that would be very good. But the Lashon of Taisus clearly implies, the Oy Nira clearly implies it's a second Teretz that's being given. As I say, it would be very interesting to look at how other Rishayim ask the Kasha, whether they ask it on Sir. Now here, let me see how the Rishayim Yibonim do the answer. Just looking here, how they ask the Kasha in a second. This is the first Shulte Yibonim. The first Shateis, no, I'm sorry, not the first, it's on the base. They Shailin, Isha Shahisa Nida Shemes Baila. Yeah, he has the same way. Tayasir Lis Yabe Mafilu Tabla. Yeah, so that's the exact same thing as Taisus. So there's no benefit there. And how does Mukhi Yasif mention it?
Does he give Shaliba and Oscar the same?
He gives the same. Shumul Ibrahim, Lo Shais, the Melev, Nida, Meachai Sisha, Lo Damia, Larayash, Asuras, the Yavam, Mishakorva, Mutaris, Lashar, Ha'olam. I will need that as soon as I can. Yes, if they're at the CS of cash or not, it'll be different to the cash here. Okay. By the way, just bibliographical note, the shipping slogan is the same person who did the Ein Mishpat, and it's when Yeshua Bayis, shortly after the first Shasim were printed, did a lot of things. He gave the Maran Makomos to the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch in the Torah, which is the Ein Mishpat. And he also wrote these Haggais on the Rif, the Shulchan Aruch. So he did a lot of important bibliographical stuff. Although Lamaisa, the Ein Mishpat was fragmentary, so it was added many, many times. Many different Mechabrim added Maran Makomos in the course of time. So there is what to think about. Now, what is a Pella, and again, it'd be glad to see if other Rishonim say this, is L'chaira, I said this earlier, but I'll repeat it again, L'chaira, there is a more Pashat Teretz to all versions of the Kasha, whether you ask the Kasha about the Tsaras Nida, or whether you ask the Kasha about the Nida herself, and that is, Nida is a unique erva because it is the only erva in which kedushin is types. If I'm a kadesh woman when she's a nida, the kedushin is valid. I'm not allowed to have bia with her, but you know, we have chuppas nida. We all have lovers of chuppas nida. If you remember Rashi in Yevamos, Rashi Vayter, I think it's in the 8th parak, Rashi himself says, "What's the makor? How do you know kedushin?" Is typhus by Anita. Zakrashi midolai paki tafsi. Right, a woman becomes Anita many times during a marriage, and you never find the husband has to remarry her. So the status of Anita is not mafkia in the existing kedushin. So Zakrashi, if it's not mafkia in the existing kedushin, that's a raya, you could create a kedushin. Because Rashi apparently learns, any kedushin that you can't create would be a kedushin that could not endure. Even though it's far you could be mechalik, right? It's far you might have said, well, I can't make a kedushin, but this won't destroy. Rashi says, no, if you couldn't make it, it would be destroyed. And since we know it's not destroyed, it's got to be, you can make it. And that's what Rashi says. Other Rishonim say that it's not from that Svara, but it's from the Lashon. It says, Vatihi Nidasa Olav, her Nida is on her. But Tihi is a Lashon Havaya, Lashon of Ishus, meaning Akalpi, that she's a Nida, there's Havaya, there's Kedusha. Okay. Now, whatever the Makar is, the Halacha is indisputable, that Kedusha is Taifsim by Nida. So L'chaira, I think it's a Shiva Kasha on Taisus and all the other Rishayim. Like, why do you need any Tirutza for this? Because L'chaira, it would be a double Pashat. L'chaira would be a double Pashat that the only erva that is Mufka from Chalitza and Yiba and that Asher Zitzara is an erva in which there's no Tfisas Kedushas. An erva for which there is Tfisas Kedushin. I mean, there's no such thing. Nida is the only one. Now, what's the raya? The raya would be from Almano L'Kayin Gadol. Almano L'Kayin Gadol is not Chai V'Krisis, and it's not an erva, but Almano L'Kayin Gadol, Kedushin, right? For Kayin Gadol to marry an Almana, every Yavam would be an Almana, right? Definition. It's a lav and an asay. It's not a chiyuv karis. It's Almano L'Yisikach, L'Yikach, So what is the halacha if an almana falls to Kayin Gadol? She gets chalitza because since there's ishas, there's zika, and she does not aser it. Well, of course, in that case, every woman would be the same almana. But whatever it is, even if you had a situation where let's say she was a Zayner or something. In other words, only she's Asher, the other one are not. So we're going at it. She does not Asher the Tzara. In other words, by Chai Bein Lavin V'Yasei, there is Chalitza.
Because the collision is Chal.
That's right. And the Tzara is not Asher. Eibazai, that's the answer to Nida. You're asking Akasha, why isn't Nida like an Erva? The answer is, Nida is not like an Erva because Kedushin is Tzitzit. And therefore, it's not Mavki Izzi. So, here is what I think you might want to say.
Yeah. I remember what I said before, like when we're talking about Tosis, what the Bryce learned it from, when Dr. Machas, he should have said, Shalva, was anything Sheish Bokaris. And the way it said it was, Sheish Bazona Karis, Sheosu Hatas. So, yeah. Neither definitely isn't removed from that.
I understand. Then you'd be, I understand.
And the Kashan Tosis is like he's adding a Chiluk, you know.
So you're adding a Chiluk, so we're out.
Also adding.
I'm adding, yeah, you're correct. I'm adding a Chiluk. But on the other hand,
so you derive from there.
Yeah. Now, so here's what I think you might want to say. You might want to say the following idea. This might be bidiyuk why Tysus asks the kasha the way he asks the kasha. Tysus doesn't ask the kasha, why does Anita get chalitza? Tysus doesn't say, let Anita be patura from chalitza. He doesn't ask that. Tysus doesn't say, let a nida aser etzara. Right, Tysus didn't ask that. Maybe Tysus doesn't ask that because that's pashut, that nida is not going to aser etzara because it's only an erva that's mafkia ishus. Right, that's what Achos Isha teaches me too. And not an erva that's not. Haraya, almana l'kayin gadol. There's an Isra of Yivam, but I don't say it Patras Chalitza, and I don't say it Asher the Tzara. So Tysus didn't ask Akasha Gufa because that Chiluk is an obvious Chiluk. But this is Tysus' Havamina. Tysus' Havamina is the need for something that doesn't have Ishus is only Lagabe Tzara and Lagabe Chalitza. But the principle that once she was Nifteris, she's not Chazeres, Tysus held, maybe that's not Makusher to Tfisas Kedushin. That's a Mitzias. If Lamaisa, there was no Eva, it doesn't come back. In other words, it's only this particular halacha that Tysus held, Tfisas Kedushin would not be relevant. Now, it's hard to think of another example, I can't think of one, but theoretically, if you had Almana L'Kayin Gadol, and somehow she lost the status of Almana, it might be she would still be forbidden to have Yiba because, in other words, this principle, once she's Naseris, the Yiba, she doesn't come back again. That is the only one that does not depend on a lack of Tbisa's condition. Okay? So, again, you have to work all this out, but it could be Badafka. That is why it is only this Kasha that Tysus asks and not the other Kashas. Because the other Kashas, you have the other tenets. That Nida has to be such condition.
Okay. Yeah, but it wouldn't make enough sense that if you do a chuppas Nida, you're mekadosh midash that's like kesef or shtar, but you're not redeeming mekadosh mitam bia until after the fact. But by yibum, it's only going to be mekadosh by bia talama mekadosh.
No, so that could actually be what Tysus said. That could actually be why Tysus right. is saying that she was also the yibum and mekadosh. Now Tysus, by the way, is masik but the evid. It's a good kasha. B'di'evet, even if he's Bayler B'nidatsa, if he's Bayler B'nidatsa, he's kind of her B'yavam, he's kind of her B'yavam, B'di'evet. But that's equally true for Alman Al-Kayin Gadol. If a Kayin Gadol is B'yavam and
Alman. Zika.
Yeah, because there is Zika. If there is Zika.
He's over in his love.
It's not an issue of Eishasach. In other words, that's not an issue of Alman. So there is Zika. There is Zika because there is Tfisas Kedushin.
There's also Islamic Kedushin also, if he's B'yavam and Nida, it's still going to be Kon also.
It's kind of a B'yavam, yes.
It's going to be the same application everywhere.
Yeah, that's for sure. In other words, if I say Kedushin is Tyson by Nida, that would even be a Kedushin B'yavam. I mean, it's a B'yavam Israel, if I have Kon, but you're still going to be Kainan. Now, the only question is, does that take a problem with Mitzvah Babi Aveira? But that's the Zaitik. See, Mitzvah Babi Aveira, in effect, means you're not makayim the mitzvah, but it doesn't mean you're not kinda her as a yavama. You could be kinda a woman as a yavama, even if you're not makayim the mitzvah of yavama. There's a kinyan of Yibam and there's a mitzvah of Yibam. You don't have the mitzvah. But the kinyan l'chayru would still be valid.
You don't need a nachmina by Yibam, for example. Even if she doesn't agree, because of the zik that she says she's in, she regardless, by marriage is different. Marriage has to have some kind of acquiescence. It can't
That's true, but that still wouldn't affect the fact that the Yibam...
It wouldn't change.
I think the Bia would be kind in both cases. All right, so there's what to think about with this tesis, but that's why it's important to. It's obvious, but you have to be sure that what is tesis asking and why didn't he ask it another? Because I think it is a good dig, because the obvious kasha to ask would be tzara. The way tesis asks kasha is not the obvious kasha, because tesis is asking on a din that you don't even know from the Mishnah, but you only know it from something by your eye. Okay.
This does say though. He brings b'sharayos. It seems like it's an aga, but he's saying b'sharayos. In other words, the implication being not that it's
he's comparing sharayos to achosisha, not to dinah. Achosisha b'sharayos.
I'm saying in terms of the first question.
Okay, but again, we could either see if one of the other Rishanim asked the kasha, they could ask it a little different. Now, there's another kasha the Rishanim asked, but you could say the Rishanim didn't want to give you a crazy case. The Ramban asks, he comes up with a crazy case that could be an erva, and that's a case of Eishes Ish. A woman could actually be an Eishes Ish, even though she's the Yavama. How could that be? It's based on the last parak of Gittin, where a man gives a get and says, right? So, it's machlokes is that a good get, but he says you are mutter to everybody, but to Reuven you're still an eishes ish. Meaning this is a get, so it's machlokes. One man the yomer says that's not a valid get for anybody because it's not kores, it doesn't totally separate. But Rabbi Eliezer says it is a valid get. So memela like this. So let's say a man, an unrelated man, gave a get and said you are permitted to marry everybody except Reuven. Okay. So she marries Shimon, Reuven's brother. She marries Shimon. Is that a permissible marriage? Yeah, it's permissible. Shimon dies. Now she falls Le'ibam to Reuven, but the first guy is still alive. So the question is this. Legabe Reuven, she is an Eishes Ish of the first guy. Right? So Reuven cannot marry her because she's an Eishes Ish. Eibazai, if Shimon has other women, other wives, so they should be a Tsaras Erva, of an Eishes Ish. The Ramban has to pass it like Rabbi Eliezer. You could have such a character. It goes into different reason for that. That would be a, besides me, that would be a kasha. That'll leave at the end of the tzara would be usher. But it could be like this. It could be the following kasha. It could be, this could be what the Ramban says, it's a difficult Ramban. It could be that it's not shayach to Aser Shimon's other wives as a tzora, as tzorais of Reuven, tzorais of Shimon, because since Lagabe Reuven, she is this other guy's wife. So from the perspective of Reuven, Reuven does not look at her as Shimon's wife at all, because Lagabe Reuven, she's the first guy's wife. So maybe Lagabe Reuven, those wives are not tzorais. Right? Because from Reuven's perspective, the ishus that governs here is the ishus of another marriage. In other words, you can argue that the din of tzoras erva can only apply if the erva stems within the marriage of the dead brother. But here, the sibas erva is bedavka from a marriage outside of the dead brother, a different marriage. And therefore, from Reuven's perspective, it's not Shimon's ishus, it's that other ishus. Right? So that's why there would be a tzora. Okay. All right, so let's go a little vajer. Now here,
Far would you go with that? I mean, you say that he's oblivious to the fact that this is a good marriage, you can't be him, the children would be mumsy. have given them their
estate. Which children?
The children of his brother. His brother married this woman.
Oh, yeah.
Really
yeah.
Interested to someone else.
No, because the guy, anything of Shimon, Shimon has a right to marry.
I'm saying that there was enough community that Reuven now, the children, he wanted to marry his niece or something.
Yeah.
You wouldn't go that far,
sure. No, Reuven would not regard them as mamzer, for sure. Reuven could marry him.
So what makes this thirst different than how come he would be able to say with regard to the Zika, how come that would...
Well, the idea would be like this. When you're looking at the woman herself, Legabe Reuven's relationship to this woman, Shimon's Kiddushin, has no effect on him because the woman is already Osir to Reuven because of the original Kiddushin. So when Reuven looks at this woman, he is not looking at this woman as Shimon's wife. He's looking at this woman as the first guy's wife. And Mimela, from the perspective of how he views this woman, the other wives of Shimon are not Soros. It's only the guy who looks to the woman, because the Kedushin of Shimon was not Mosif any restriction on Reuven. It's like a Mimanushah. If the Siba so Iser to Reuven is because she's married to another man, then that would mean the wives of Shimon are not Soros, like that perspective. Okay. That's why we don't count it. Okay. Now let's go a little wider. Now, the next tickle of Ribba, now I was specific whether it's Kedat Reed, but maybe this Kedat Reed, because there's actually a very amazing lesson. And I think what you're going to get from this. It's very dense, and it's not Negel Maisa whatsoever. It's very unusual for the Rebbe to do this. But what you're going to get from this is, you're going to get an amazing appreciation for Rashi. And how is that so? Because the Rebbe is going to take a difficult piece of Gemara, and the thing that we don't appreciate with Rashi is, I guess the Yom Rav Yishayim, we do appreciate it, is we don't know how many Pshatim Rashi had to reject in order to come up with good pshat. Because we don't know the background, we don't know the spade work. Here you're going to see a little behind the scenes, because the Rebbe is going to take a difficult shtickle of Gemara. He's going to give you a few pshatim that are totally very, very difficult. He's going to ask a lot of kashas, and then he will finally come up with a pshat after considering all of these alternatives. The pshat he comes up with is simply what Rashi says on Chesam and Bein. So that, now maybe Rashi got it from the Rif, and the Rif was before Rashi, I don't know. But what you see is you really get an impression by seeing the rejected pshatim that didn't make the cutting, didn't make the final movie, so didn't make the final cut, so to speak. You recognize that Rashi had to deal with all of this. Sometimes you see it in Rashi too. Sometimes when Rashi gives you the verse of a Gemara, you see it sometimes. He'll bring up some other girsa, which kind of is impossibly complex, and he'll show you why it's so schwer and why the girsa has to be this. So you don't realize how many alternative things Rashi had to deal with when he finally came up. So this is a good example. So maybe it's kedai to look at this just to appreciate what Rashi comes up with at the end, because the riff really just comes up with exactly what Rashi says. Okay, so we start off with this. Again, it's not the Gerla Halach at all, it's just a different drusha. The Rebbe, right up to Rebbe. So again, how do we know you're not Miyad Mitzorah? So what we said so far is, it's a Gezerah Shava, Yavama Yavu Alaha, and Acha Yisisha is Alaha. So Ma Lahavan Maka Mitzvah, Avkan Maka Mitzvah, the Torah of Masika, the Erva, and the Tzorah. And even though that's only Achrei Sisha, but we learn out that it applies. It was Allah, right? So Rebbe has a different, totally different drasha. The same thing for Tzorah, not for Erev, because there we don't need a blessing. And what is Rebbe's drasha? So Rebbe, Nafgalei Tzorah Se'erva, the Asura, Me'acha, from another place. This, again, this is a Gemara Chasam Beis. Disanya, Rebbe Eimer, Belokach, Belokach. He says, well, actually, it's not Bilal, but it's Ula Kacha, because that's the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Yavama, Yavo, Eilaha, Ula Kacha, Lo Leisha. Right? The Yavam should have relations with her, Ula Kacha, and will take her Leisha. So technically, well, this is a catch on a lot of these dresses, because sometimes the Gemara says it didn't have to say. I mean, grammatically, it actually seems to be better with what it says. But technically, it could have said v'lakach lo leisha, because we already know the antecedent. Yavamara yavo ela. We know it's ela. V'lakach leisha. You don't have to say v'lakacha. Take her for an isha. So that's what it means v'lakach. It could have said v'lakach, and instead it says ulekacha. So the extra hay of ula kacha is la'esor sarais shel harayais it asers eitzaras erva. How does it aser eitzaras erva? So he explains. Hachi ki yamar. This is actually the riff explaining. Lechtei brachamana v'lakach. Why ula kacha? So we darshin call hecha di'ika tre. In other words, let me explain it outside first. Ula kacha is interpreted to me, in a case of Yibam Ulekacha, you have to be able to take either wife you want. Meaning when there are multiple wives, you only do Yibam if you could take either wife. So if there's a wife you cannot take because she's an Erva, you cannot take the other one either. Ulekacha, when you can take either one, then you can take either one. When you can't take either one, you can't take any one. Now, since we know, you can't see, again, this is also presupposing erva, you don't need a pasuk. Since we know you're not miyab in the erva, memela, you can't take either one. If you can't take either one, you cannot take any one. And that's his drasha of a tsaras erva. That we say, lechta b'na v'lakach, my v'lakcha, kol hecha. That's his structure, right? Lechta b'na v'lakach, my v'lakcha, kol hecha, di'ika trei l'kuchet. Trei l'kuchet means two possibilities of Yibam. Di'i'boi, hai nasiv. Di'i'boi, hai nasiv. Then, sharian, then we permit it. The Elo Tervayu Asirin. If you can't marry the Erba, the Tzara is going to be Asir as well. Now again though, based on the Taisus we learned, this is not absolute, because Nida doesn't answer the Tzara for those various Chilukim, but at least in the context of Erba, we're going to have this rule. All right, so now we'll stop here. So the next Shtickle, you may want, again, we'll look at it. The Gemara is on Daf Chesed, I'm sorry, Tesam and Aleph is that Shtickle Gemara. Is where the Gemara is going to go through what does Rebbe do with Aleha, since he doesn't use Aleha for the Drasha, and again, what do the Rabbanim do with the different Drashas and try to figure that out. And again, what's interesting is when push comes to shove, this long, long riff just comes out with what Rashi says already. Okay, sure. But yeah, so tomorrow, again, I.